morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9, an all-new Wrong Number Flirting every Thursday at 7:30. This week, Jenny and her boyfriend, John, who's also a doctor. We're going to call him Dr. John. Jenny is with us right now. Good morning, Jenny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
In your email, you said that you think this doctor, who's an anesthesiologist, is getting around with possibly other nurses because of something you overheard the other day. What's going on?
Well, I have been dating John for about 10 months.
Okay.
The other day at work, I heard other nurses talking about they had said that they hate coming to work with this anesthesiologist because he is a big flirt and is always making, you know, sexual innuendos and lots of that's what she says and winky and gross and just creepy.
Right.
And they said that they heard that he had slept with one of his patients.
Really? What hospital does he work at?
I've heard of doctor-patient relationships, but that is called really taking care of your patient.
That is definitely taking care of your patient.
Jenny, hold on just a second. We're going to call the doctor right now. You're going to be able to hear everything that's said, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Dr. John?
Yep.
Hi, my name is Raquel. I'm one of the nurses that worked with you last week.
Oh, that's awesome. You sound really cool.
I saw, you know, that I'm on the schedule again for next Thursday. Are you possibly going to be on call again?
I am, actually.
Okay, I was going to say, because if you're not, then I could always call you in.
Yeah. That would be amazing. We should, you know, what time do you get done? Because I know place is open late.
You know, I mean, usually it's into the night. It's you know, as they need me, since, you know, I'm kind of newer there, so I kind of get those crazy shifts.
Yeah. And the shifts can get crazy. So, I know there's this bar that's open until, 4 o'clock, just down the street. Do you want to go grab a drink?
Well, that's, you know, I like a little after party, so that'd be great.
Awesome.
Excuse me?
Hello?
John?
Hey, Dr. John?
Hey, John, what are you doing, Lowell?
Hey, John, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. And you're on Wrong Number Flirting. That's your girlfriend of 10 months, Jenny.
Yeah. Hey, Jenny, how you doing?
Not super, actually.
I don't know why you're blowing it all out of proportion.
Jenny, tell John why you're calling. Why we're calling him.
I overheard a bunch of nurses talking about you and how you're flirting with all the nurses, and you go in there and you slept with one of your patients.
Hold on. You don't even know if they were actually talking about me.
What do you mean? I know exactly what they said. I was there. They said that you were flirting with all these nurses, you slept with one of your patients, and now this random woman calls you.
Of course I want to have a drink. I just finished saving a bunch of people's lives.
Oh, my God.
Have a drink.
Really?
Wow.
No, you're Captain Save-A-Ho is what you are, apparently.
Better a live hoe than a dead hoe, right?
Oh, my God.
Hey, doctor, it sounds like you want to throw down a lot more than just a drink with Raquel.
You just have a nurse fetish, don't you? Is that just what you do? How many girls do you have that think they're your girlfriend and you're running the same game on them?
I feel like you're being just crazy right now, and maybe we're not right.
Of course. This is the old switcheroo where it becomes my fault and I become crazy because I heard other people say that you're banging your patients and potentially other nurses. So that makes me crazy.
I think it makes you crazy that we're on the radio right now doing this.
And you know what makes you an is that some random human being called and you're like, let's stay out till 4 in the morning and go drink. You're insane.
Yeah,
that wasn't when your shift ended,
no,
by the way. That was when her shift ended. And you were just going to do it. That's fine. Now.
That's a good point, John. Are you sleeping around with other women behind Jenny's back?
Being a doctor has a couple of privileges, you know. And all I'm going to say is that Jenny and I never had the monogamy talk. We haven't done it. I don't feel like until we have that conversation that I'm doing anything wrong.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, one of the privileges you won't have is me anymore. Have a nice life.
Great.
Ron Number Flirting on Radio Now 100.9. This is not the first time I've heard of doctors hooking up with their nurses and patients.
No, the things like that happen in offices all the time. My thing is, if you've been together for that many months, do you even need to have a monogamy talk? I feel like there's a point where it's understood.
I know. You're 10 months in. Come on now.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship.
This is not 2 weeks in.
Hey, 239-1009. Thoughts on what you just heard? Dr. John cheating on his girlfriend with other nurses and patients. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.